This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
First thing I would like to say, ladies and gentlemen, the air condition is on.
Yes, sir.
This is the first for Dirty Street Confessions podcast.
Because I'm here.
I think it's because he's here.
Yeah.
But we're going to get to this guy in a few. But I had to start with that because this is amazing. It's a blessing. Thank you.
Yeah. Does that mean you're not going to sweat?
Let's see.
Let's see.
Now, you a sweating type of nigga.
But let's see. If I'm sweating,
he's sweating right now.
No. But it'd be OD.
No, it'd be crazy.
So if I'm sweating profusely by the end of this, it's safe to say I'm on crack. I'll take all the crack allegations. It's all right, but I think I'm gonna be fine.
Nigga Bobby Johnson.
Facts. Oh shit, Bobby Johnson, a real
Bobby
G.
Jackson.
Oh, Jackson, sorry.
I'm sorry.
A real G from time. Name.
From time, yo, Bobby. You know who Bobby Johnson is?
No.
We'll tell you later. Right.
I feel like we're missing two people.
Fuck them niggas, man.
You think they came up with excuses as like why not be here today?
Yeah,
it's Saturday. The weather is mad nice.
They probably where they go.
Yeah, who really want to record today?
Me.
Know what I'm saying?
No, I feel like them have a problem with me.
Oh.
Bryce did say, yo, fuck that nigga.
I'll be. Oh, man. Okay. I mean, don't fuck no bad still.
Oh, yeah, why?
Yeah.
Fire!
But we have hailing all the way from the beautiful tropical paradise of Miami, USA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Superstar recording artist.
Oh, man.
Took time of his busy schedule to come kick it with us. Very appreciative.
He pulled up straight from the airport.
I think so.
The intro.
I'm saying I'm getting better and better at it. Ladies and gentlemen, Lincoln 3-Dot. Let's make some noise.
That is it.
I'm saying, you like that.
Yeah. Eat your pot. Rich.
Is it 3-Dot or 3-Dot?
Yes. They're going to say it to me, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, 3-Dot?
Yeah.
Okay.
This 3.
Oh.
I like it.
My bad.
Cancel that.
All right, we could do it though. Run it back.
And we're back.
It's a pleasure to have you, my brother. What would you describe yourself as for those who don't know you out there? Our audiences say you have no clue who you are. What would you say you are to them?
I'm a leader, teacher, preacher, monster, creature with human features.
All right. I like that. That's all.
No, but so, I can't really describe myself as say, I'm a recording artist. I'm a artist. I'm an entertainer.
Mm.
You know, because I wear, although I have one hat, I wear many hats.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, yeah.
Real shit, because you make merch.
Yeah, I make.
Got on his own merch right now.
Yeah, right now, crack creation. I do music, you see me? And outside of that, I really just, even upon like my social media, I try to teach sometimes. I try to, you know, influence people in the right way, sometimes. So it bigger than just doing music. Because enough artists, them just put out music and them not really.
Put out art.
Yeah, or them not try to lead the people in a certain way, or try to educate people, or nothing like that.
Okay.
You know? So,
it's art.
Yeah, it is art, technically.
I respect that. But, and he's every gal of mine. You said every
gal
of mine.
Yeah.
When you say every gal, is that like including my girl?
Including yours.
Sad to say. First of all, I don't know if you on that list yet. There was only like a very limited list of niggas that I said could fuck my gal. Mm-hmm. That was Chris Brown at a certain time.
Yeah.
Right? And just like last week or 2 weeks ago, I passed the torch from Chris Brown to Burna Boy.
Burner Boy.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Okay, well, after that interview, yeah, definitely. She will tell you.
Put you on the list. Cool. So this list is one person at a time?
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, it's one person at a time?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
That would be crazy.
As far as my permission, what she's actually doing may be different. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. You can't allow multiple of mine at the same time.
What if she wanted that?
What?
Like,
that's not my thing.
That's a conversation for her because me. Personally, I feel like, say, human beings are not monogamous.
Mm.
And woman hide for them feelings better than man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But none of we are monogamous. Your woman, she there with you. She want to fuck somebody else. Definitely she probably want to fuck me right
man,
now.
I'm galogamous.
Want to fuck me right now?
I'm galogamous.
Eh? Galogamous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I
like that. Galogamous.
I know monogamy is not natural, and in many cases, it's not even real.
If you scale back to history,
yeah, it's a new idea, and it didn't work.
Yeah.
Obviously, because you cheat.
Not how me. You gonna put yeah, that on cheat. Me? Don't mix me up, bro.
I'm a Christian, bro.
No, but mix me. All right. So you know if I say presently, you cheated before.
Never.
Nah.
Yeah, boy, you're sure. A wicked boy. Yeah.
I've cheated before in the past.
Yeah.
So does it make sense to even have a shorty then? You would say?
Muda say a time for like real honesty. Like you really just make a girl know, say, like, I can't promise you monogamy.
Yeah. The thing is, I think men could more so dish it. I'm saying, but when she come back with the same honesty, you're not.
You're stressed out. Yeah. You know stressed out.
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I could tell you what I'm gonna do all day, but when you tell me now, why your heart beating?
yeah. but I feel like I somewhere for practice. Yeah. Here, okay. Get this, so.
Okay. You know what I'm saying?
Something mentally.
Yeah.
Conditioning.
Whenever you see a bridge and them just lose weight out of nowhere, you
yeah,
know,
stress.
Like, they got bun.
Yeah.
All right. Are you hitting the gym? He's like, yeah, this nigga.
Yeah.
To change his life.
Yeah.
Eating clean. Shit. Like, oh, fuck.
But yeah.
Yo, this nigga told me one time. Remember you told me one time you was fucking a thing in a Tessie while it was driving y'all on the highway?
Yeah.
Would y'all let
Tesla?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
All right.
That's lit.
Yeah.
Where is this?
Lit.
Florida?
Yeah.
Okay, before we get into that, is it the Teslas can only drive itself on certain maps? Like state maps?
Nah, it can drive itself almost anywhere, really.
New York City, a Tesla could drive itself?
I believe so.
I've never seen it done.
You have to be going a certain speed for it to do that?
Nah. But all right, so you have different things with the Tesla. You have full self-drive where it can drive and it can turn and carry to a destination.
You ever did that?
I have autopilot. Autopilot just follow a lane.
Okay.
So as long as the lines in the streets is there, it'll go stay and follow it.
Okay.
That's lit.
So
New York, it probably wouldn't be good because the streets is messed up and right. You know, have lines sometime or whatever.
Okay.
But yeah.
Damn.
So the autopilot doesn't turn.
No, but it followed the lane. So if the lane turn, it follows. But it's not going to turn off Manor Road.
Okay, so what happens when the lane you're in stops? What happens?
It start beep.
Okay, so you can take control. Okay, I got you.
Yeah.
That's hard. My shit, when I'm about to verge into another lane, like...
It bring you back.
Yeah, but sometimes I forget that's a feature. Mm-hmm. So I'll be like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah. Like, that shit is like stuffing back there. Yeah.
But you can turn it off, too.
Yeah, okay. But anyway, back to the story. How the fuck you pull that off, bro?
Yeah, that's gangster. I was thinking about it.
So, basically, me and this girl, we meet up. She didn't want to go on party with me. We go to party with her. After the party, you know, we lit Casamigo. And we get a wise idea. And we put the car in a self-drive. I'm going to make sure come over.
Yeah.
And I ride me. And our back turned. She is a risky girl. Her back turned to the windshield.
So you can't even see.
She can't see what's going on.
Fully trust.
Yeah, she have a trust. You see me?
Word.
Yeah. Well, yo, she full of trust because I'm the other fuck it raw.
Oh.
How fast I was going.
So she trusts me and she trusts the car.
Thank God.
It's how fast beautiful. I was going at the time?
Would I say probably about 50 miles an hour. Just calm. Make it.
That's calm.
Yeah. Make it, yeah, that calm.
Went like 70, 80. Then y'all would have been risky.
But see, the thing with it is, yo, if you have the car and you use the self-drive feature, you're going to get for trust it. Like, me can put it on 80 and it up on the highway and it keep the lane, a turn, I do everything better than how me would I do it at 80.
That's
so it's not drifting.
No. Yeah.
That's because Florida got way better streets than us. Like, they paint their shit every day. You know what I'm saying? So it's like the lines is fresh.
Yeah. Anyway, like, you know, on the road, if them try to erase a line and put new lines, the car will get confused.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, Mickey, I'll take that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll.
That's gangster, bro.
Nah, I feel like soon we'll get to a level where everybody's just in the cars and them shits are just driving themselves.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure. Like the Jetsons.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't want to stop driving, though. Like, I still want to have the option.
I hate driving, bro.
Because driving gets you pussy if you know how to drive correctly.
Nah.
Driving does not get you pussy. If you can drive so. Well or park well.
I mean, I think you get me pussy with the type of car. When I make the doors go up.
Let me show you a vibe, right? One day I was parking, right? Mm-hmm. But the feature for the parking didn't pop up. Like the screen went blank, right?
So you had to do it manually.
Yeah, manually still. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, but so she look at me now like, yo, you better know what you're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, because she tried to see if I could finesse it. Mm-hmm. She's like, you know how to park without this? I'm like, what's it to you, my right, nigga? Mm-hmm. Right. But that's something for gal. They want to see if you capable. I always said this shit will get you pussy. Knowing how to park, knowing how to fight, knowing how to play ball, having a gun. What else am I missing?
Yeah, a couple of things.
That's it.
Money. Can't forget that. Ding, 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 ding.
Money. Money. Because you could.
Jordan said we lying. I'm sorry.
What's the first thing you said? Knowing how to park?
Park, yeah.
You could just pay a driver. Learn how to fight, you can just have security.
Nah, bro.
Knowing how to cook too.
Knowing how to cook.
No, you hire the chef.
Yeah. Huh?
But you need the money.
Everything comes back to the money.
Because y'all don't want no handicap you, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Just because you're not doing it don't mean you don't know how to do it. You might not know how to do it
because cooking is a thing you need to kind of like, I'm saying? I'm trying to get you to stop admitting that.
But see, the thing with cooking, me. Yeah, me no cook.
Yeah.
But the thing with cooking do get you pussy.
You don't know how to cook?
Nah.
I'm fucking surprised that you can treat that.
Yeah, me's a special Jamaican. Special.
So yeah,
I don't cook.
That's crazy.
You think a nigga that knows how to cook could fuck y'all?
Probably.
Maybe.
Probably.
Cause brother, you see anytime you post food on Instagram, your DM go crazy. Girls be like, yum. And then by
they love to eat food, bro.
Them love them belly. May I tell you, bro? You post food girl now your DM yum. Mm-hmm. By the time she say yum and you reply, you fucking.
Yeah. Where's mine?
Yeah.
Them thing there.
Come pull up.
Come get it.
Yeah.
Come get it.
Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. You see them niggas who you see I cook my Instagram? Yeah. Oh God.
Like y'all don't be telling me yum when I post pictures of myself though.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, cool.
What you tell them? Come get it.
Nah. I blocked them.
Oh man. Speaking of food, that's a very nice watch, my brother. But I had a question about prior to having nice watches and prior to having nice things.
Yeah.
What would y'all say y'all worst struggle meal was growing up? Like the most struggling ass meal you ever put together?
Me eat sardine. Sardine. Yo. Yeah, anytime family cook sardine, I stress out.
I had sardine for the first time, maybe last month.
For real?
I hate that shit.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Sardine and rice.
Ew, man.
White rice? It was calm.
I don't fuck with sardine.
I'm trying to see under what condition would you be eating that now.
Sardine? Bro, if you in a crib.
Some people like that shit, though.
Sardine.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy? What people used to shit on, but it's actually a delicacy. Corned beef and white rice.
If you really deal with that properly, that's a struggle meal
that will hold you for a couple days.
Yeah,
bro.
Facts.
Yeah.
You gotta cook that shit with a lot of onions.
Yeah, they gotta take that off the list. The struggle meal.
And that shit costs mad money, bro.
Corned beef.
One can. Yeah, it's like expensive. $12
or some expensive. Shit like that.
You ever had corned beef and bread?
Yes. That shit bust same way.
I haven't had it in a long time, but I eat that. Macaroni and tuna?
No, stop trying to throw that in there, man.
You never had macaroni and tuna?
This nigga put ketchup on his macaroni.
I don't. Yeah, facts. Weird. On the box macaroni. Kraft John. It's good, bro. I like it. I still eat that shit today.
Okay. That's what's up. Yeah.
What about noodles? You eat noodles?
Yeah.
Ramen?
Nah, I got bear that in the cupboard just in case like some auto payments come that I expect.
So would you say that's the struggle meal?
Yeah, that's a fact.
I eat ramen. I ate ramen yesterday.
That's some jail shit.
No, it's not, bro. That shit is some snack shit. Sometimes
in my crib.
If it's too late, you can't. What are you gonna get?
If I'm sick, I might.
A jail food when you put Doritos and all of them something funny. That are definitely jail food.
Yeah, I never did that.
I wonder if it tastes good though.
It tastes good.
What?
Yeah. But they're Rikers and them do it.
What?
Bad.
You want the Rikers?
Yeah.
Hold on. Yeah. So did you ask them to try it?
Yo, The man them just them get the noodle them and whole heap of things and set it out pan like a bag.
Yeah.
And they start mixing up on the whole heap of things and whatever. And one of the youth them me and him they cool and him give me some height and me say, yo, this party.
What they call you in there, Jamaica?
Yadi.
Oh, those are like
you know me a member.
Yeah.
Come in a mix.
That sounds like the common name they would give you.
Yeah,
yo, Jamaica.
No, I don't know. I'm not really mix. I'm not really talk to nobody. I'm there. I just sleep out my time. I just sleep.
How long you was out there? I'm
there about 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That's a long time, man.
That's like a long time, man.
Nah. Yeah, 2 weeks is a long time.
Somewhere you don't want to be.
Yeah.
In jail?
Nigga, I could be by somebody's crib for too long. I'm like, yo, I gotta go home, man.
Yo, I'm there right for 2 weeks. I'm asleep for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Straight. But don't you gotta get up and shit? Or is that like.
Yeah, when them come and say, on the chow, and a time for food, I go, I get my food, I go back, I sleep. I just sleep all the time. So. Nobody don't really call me nothing. Nah, I'm not really, I'm not cool with nobody. You know what I'm saying? But they have to do my time. And they have to make friends. Me don't want no.
That's crazy though, because if they had like Jamaicans, I'm sure they had Jamaicans and Rikers, but they'll call you if you don't talk. They'll call you like dummy. Yo, dummy.
For real? Nah, no way.
Rush, I'm like
Jamaican people put a name to everything.
Jamaican will call you that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. If you're tall, they call it tall man.
Yeah.
Tallis.
Yeah. And if you're short, they call you short man.
Yeah.
Short boss.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Man.
Jamaicans will give you the most rudest nickname, bro. And they don't care.
For real, I'm a business.
Yeah, they don't care.
All a fat girl, I'm say fatty.
Yeah. Fatty.
Brawling.
But I
big
think,
one.
I think the girls in Jamaica would embrace it though. No.
Yeah,
they don't care.
Cause they heard it a trillion times.
Bro, I feel like say only in America, fat people are so sensitive.
Yeah.
Oh, if you say the person fat, oh, you body shaming, you this, you that, you fat.
We wasn't always like
so
that
what?
Though.
Yeah. So what?
Nah, I don't know when it turned that way. But
you know what crazy about it? The people then become so sensitive, but insensitive at the same time.
Yeah.
Because now you can't say this, you can't say that. But then when you're looking at comment section. People in a conversation to leave the worst comment.
Yeah.
If somebody if somebody are dead on the side of the road, then prefer take out them phone and video.
Yeah.
So it's like people insensitive and sensitive at the same time. It's just crazy. Like even like saying retarded. Mental retardation is a real thing.
Yeah.
So if you say somebody retarded is
everybody's
sensitive now.
Yeah.
You know, with that though, I think it's how it's being used. Like usually, we call people retarded that don't have mental retardation.
True.
So now it's like a slur.
So now it becomes a slur, and you can't use the real word anymore.
You can use the real word.
But only for what it's really for.
What it's for.
But the thing is, that's a slippery slope, because now you're going to have to do that with every single other thing. You know what I'm saying?
It gets tricky.
Yeah. I think even, I think obese people have something to identify as now. I seen the other day.
Really? You can't say obese?
No, I think
that's crazy.
I think like they identify as something.
It has their own identity now.
Yeah, like that's probably another letter. Or
but if you think about it, even if somebody have mental retardation, you cannot say that now. You have to say them special.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
You can't say it.
Yeah,
because they don't want people to be offended.
Yeah,
That's
it's just weird, dog.
Yeah.
Me, just get offended, bro.
Yo, I'm in a business. I'm just saying, man, I say whatever it is. If a girl fat, I'm just saying, she's fat.
You just say it on another platform. I said, do what you want.
Stop that.
No, I'm saying.
Just any other podcast.
Yeah. All right. So, for example, if I see a girl fat, it don't really mean nothing. I like fat girl.
But some...
Yeah.
It don't mean
so
something bad.
So, is there a difference between, would you say fat or fat?
The same shit.
That's same shit.
But if is it bad if he says, I like fat girls?
No.
No, it's not.
But he can't be what like, yo, you're fat.
Yeah.
But I like fat girls.
That's the same shit.
It's the same thing.
So, you can't say, I like fat girls, but the fat.
But the funny thing about it is, a girl could say... Me not like short man. Me not like tall man. Me not like fat man.
Yeah.
And you gotta eat that.
Yeah.
But if you say me not like slim girl, them kill you.
Yeah, body shaming.
Yeah.
That's real shit.
You know what it is? I think the damage with the word fat has been done so much, you know what I'm saying? So it's like they don't even want to be associated with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, yes, you don't mean anything by it. You won yourself, but like in terms of the general consensus with it,
yeah.
They don't want to be associated with it.
I like know you don't understand.
No, man. Yeah.
Yo. Oh, my gosh.
Yo, my birthday party, June 23rd. It's going to be crazy. Sign up to the Patreon. You can get tickets at superduperhumble.com.
That's all you want
to
say about it?
That was just jumbled up. Lincoln is going to be there, actually.
Oh, word.
Right?
Oh, man.
Damn. Well, if you don't know, now you know. And while you're there, sign up to the Patreon. Now I'm saying we're stepping it up on Patreon. We got exclusive Patreon-only episodes.
Oh, shit.
I'm saying that they've been begging us for. We listening to the feedback, and we, I'm saying, doing what we got to do.
Y'all making money.
Don't say that, man, because people going to really think that we got it. We don't want to lie to them. I'm saying? You got anything? You say?
We ain't got a nice watch like you.
Nice watch. Yeah. You got a nice watch too.
Yeah. Sign up to the Patreon.
Thank you, man.
Yo, pull up to the birthday party. Yo, Lincoln, you be taking y'all to the Gucci store?
No.
Okay.
Muda say a personal girl.
Okay, your personal girl go to the Gucci store.
Yeah.
And she like lick the Gucci and shit.
Oh, they say you go with it. That's what you mean. You know, say.
Gotcha.
Gotcha. But you know, say, honestly, that is something where over the years, me never really like. Me never make nobody do it.
Okay.
And where the, my book a white girl, and she was taking it there, and I was like, well.
Good night.
Feeling frisky. But let's make sure do what she had do. Yeah. It's calm.
Okay.
Yeah.
She gave you the body wash too?
She did a try go down there so me start get uncomfortable. Because guess what going on? With the body wash now, I feel like you have to go set in a way where it's a style. Me not skin out. Me not
moving forward.
Oh yeah, me get what you're saying. Oh, fist style. Right? Me not skin out for no girl do nothing. Me not bend over for no girl do nothing. Something there. So yeah, no. Yeah.
I agree.
We're not gonna body wash with it.
I told these niggas many episodes ago, it doesn't matter. Like there's certain flagrant positions that you definitely should not do.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but, what? Like can't bend over.
Yeah, that's flagrant.
Like all fours,
but
yeah,
if I'm just
bon
like this,
yeah, bon
and, but you, as long as you got your gun finger like this,
nah,
automatically it's not a.
It don't matter.
Style, like, yo, just hold it and you just
yo, what? Make yo. Yeah.
But it,
yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yo, yeah. Nah, bro. I mean, what if a girl wants to suck your dick from the back?
That's cool.
Stand up.
So what you gonna do? What you gonna do? Bend over?
Yeah,
you stand up though. You can stand over.
You know what?
Stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you know it's the super have one like a suspicious thing about him.
Yeah, bro.
Too much from the back top.
Yeah, so we you're bend over.
So if I bend over, I'm gay. Come on, realistically.
Muda say gay, but Muda say
special.
Yes.
Oh shit. Oh shit.
Yeah.
Run it.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Yeah. You can bend over with the girl, bro.
Because at the end of the day, gay are when you like a man, you know. Are you that make a man?
Right.
Whatever, you know. So if you are
attracted.
Yeah, you're attracted to a man, you know. So if you do whatever with your girl,
yeah,
it can be gay.
Facts.
But it just a little zesty one way.
You can say that.
You get what I'm saying?
You can say that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I respect it.
First of all, the other day, right, we were talking about the most beautiful breasts on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Who has those?
Damn, I don't know.
All right, I'm just going to skip the long talking. We were speaking about Janelle Monáe the other day because she was flashing people and shit. You see that?
No.
You didn't see that? All right, cool. You saw that, Binks?
Of course.
All right, cool. Me and Super actually.
You done must see it.
Of course.
We actually went to the release thing.
Yeah.
She's a very beautiful person.
She flashed out in there?
She, no, she didn't. All
right,
she didn't. Cool. But moving she wore on. Like the halt. That's called like a halter top or tank top?
It showed like her under.
Yeah, like the underboob, they would call it.
Yeah,
I feel like underboob ain't come out until like 2 years ago.
That shit is sexy though.
Yeah, like underboob, bud.
I like it.
Bud.
Because side boob had an error.
Yeah,
side boob had underboob now.
Yeah.
I'm saying?
I still fuck with the side boob vibe.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's still cool.
Underboob is like more close to nipple.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying?
Vibe.
I was jacking.
All right, soon slip. Yeah, I'll be there.
Yeah, facts. I was jacking that.
Yeah, I like that.
I just wanted to give her a
Yeah, you was jacking that.
Oh, man. Y'all niggas had sex this week?
I had sex this morning.
Before the flight?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Is it like more adrenaline because you know you got to catch a flight and you might be late?
Yeah, I'm a non-stop. And I'm like, while may I do it, may I say, you know, some need for go sleep. Oh, but I love this pussy.
It was like a flex from in the night before into the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, word. Shit.
Yeah. Carry up on a little date-to-date.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Get one buckle of Casamigo. It always do the job.
That shit so, be fucking you up.
You're a dater? Like, you take the gal on dates?
Yeah. But you have to know how to date, you know, dog.
What does that mean? Watch your finances or what?
Yeah, you have to know how to date. Because even when you're making money and whatever, like, if you're not watch how you date, you will fuck up a whole heap of money. Yeah, like when we just moved to Miami, we fuck up a whole heap, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
On dating?
Dating, just being outside.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know what I say? Damn, some girl, like I said, they want to pull up whatever they want to go to live. I'm going to live.
Mm-hmm.
$3,000 for the section.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, with the nice section.
How much people?
Probably like 8 people.
8?
You know what I'm saying? Cool. We there. After the party, oh, let's go to Booby Trap. Booby Trap, yeah, $5,000 automatically.
Automatically.
Automatic.
I went to Booby Trap 2 weeks ago.
Word.
Yeah. Collect a little something.
Yeah. Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's nice, man.
Booby Trap, $5,000 automatically.
What? Collected? $5,000?
Like, yeah. What you collect?
Yeah. Y'all go with some girl or whatever. Them are gonna need ones. Y'all go one section and buckle. Yeah, y'all go about $5,000. Easy.
Oh,
easy.
Booby Trap is a strip club.
Yeah, strip club.
Okay. Yes.
You see me?
And they offer services similar to
word.
Yep.
Oh, that's what you meant
you
by collecting.
Can't say that on the podcast. Oh, mash up Booby Trap.
Don't mash up Booby Trap.
We love Booby Trap.
I'm a beep it out.
We love Booby Trap. I like the back room. Don't fuck that up for me. Don't do that.
Nobody listens to this anyway.
Yo, that's crazy. Yo, all
right. But I just never knew it was a thing.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Booby Trap. Yeah.
Word,
and a beer, clean skin Spanish girl in the mud. But yeah, so no, I just kind of know how to date. I know, say, all right, cool. One girl say, Ray, I can carry her going to Wynwood. One cool little taco spot.
Yeah, okay.
You see me?
$40.
$40, boom, win. You see me?
Because you already had the bottle of Casamigos on deck?
Nah. When you're going there, so now you're going to a little taco spot. You get the little the little margarita thing with the salt, something over the edge. And you get two of them there.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Yeah, effort.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Things like that. Or I have one little sushi spot, a Spanish sushi spot.
Mm.
It now cost me more than $60 for going there. So them serve hookah. We have a hookah. What? We have some nice sushi.
New York ain't got that yet.
You get
sushi
what I mean?
Hookie?
That's yeah.
Hookie. Sushi and hookah?
Sushi and hookah?
What?
Yeah, that's the name of the episode.
Once New York get a hold of that, it's over, bro.
Sushi and hookah.
Yeah, dog. So, them little, you know, them little spot. And then, like, them place in Miami is like, the ambience bad too. Right, so, them get to do them little Instagram, and then you win. You see me?
Do they have pages for Miami like they have out here? It'll be like, I ain't gonna say the name because I'm probably gonna get it wrong anyway, but it'll be like places to date.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, you know what's so funny? Like, I follow the page and I see followed by all my niggas.
Yeah.
They not sharing it with you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they getting the sauce from the pages. I'm like,
exactly
oh,
exactly what you're talking about.
Like, for me, I know about them. Them have them page in Miami, but me never really follow none of them page there. But me end up know the spot them from dating. Like, I be like, yo, where you want to go? And they be like, oh, let's go there. I'm like, all right, cool. Ting. Yeah. I care another girl go there.
Yeah.
Is it?
Nah.
That's how you collect the record.
Exactly. Yeah.
Nah, I knew this girl. She had a list of venues to eat by the city.
Oh, wow.
And she had sent me that shit one time to show me something.
Yeah.
I just saved that, yeah, man.
One time.
Yeah.
But.
Save that one time. Mm. I don't be dating, though. I'm not a dating ass nigga.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm more of a, like, girlfriend type of nigga.
All right.
But.
So you get a girlfriend, you know, carry up on a date the first time. You just hold it and fuck you.
No.
Good question.
Good question.
I'm a different type of nigga, bro.
You courted your girl.
Of course.
Right?
Yes. I've courted women before.
But that's what we're talking about.
No, but I didn't court to get
her. Like, bring up an idea.
I already got her.
Oh. Yeah.
I'll be getting them just like
that. Dates are fun, man. I don't know why people don't see it that way.
No, it all depends on if you like to be outside. I'm not really an outside type of person. So I'm not shitting on the dating world.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just not my vibe, you know?
Yeah.
First date, do she gotta fuck?
Yes.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
More would have said gato, but it would be nice.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm just
at this age I'm at right now, first date, you're going to consensually do something with my penis.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean something. That doesn't mean give me head or nothing like that, but it's coming out and you're going to like jerk it. Yeah. Maybe not all the way, spit something. On it or something. Yeah.
No, you know, mind, but I thought he was about to go. That's what he did to himself, though.
I keep forgetting about the optics.
Nah.
Fire.
Personally, I'm going to see it like that. Right. You know what I say? Would I like that.
Consensually, though.
Yeah, consensually, would I like that. Yeah. But in many cases, it happened like that. Yeah.
Okay.
And sometimes it don't.
If it happens,
Sometimes it don't, and it's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But me feel like, say, if a girl na give you the pussy on the first date, 90% of the time, it have a lot to do with you. What you did.
Okay.
You did so something
fuck up
wrong.
The date?
Yeah, you do something wrong. Or you just not have enough style and finesse. You get what me I say?
Okay.
Like me, when I go up on a date with a girl, me go, I'm going to be a fun time, plus me go talk to her. And one thing about talking to a girl, talking about, let's say me I talk to her about business, or talk to her about even my past or whatever. Mm-hmm. Quick time, she feel like she know me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yo, you know, say this did happen when I was a little youth and quick time, she feel like she know me. And she give me the pussy because now I'm familiar.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so sex is about familiarity.
I think sex on the first date is about familiarity. It makes the person comfortable for fuck you.
Okay.
You see me? I say,
or she just a hoe.
Or she just a hoe too. Yeah, you got some of those.
What you think is more time the case?
They be hoes.
Yeah. Look out for my book. It's called Hoes Are Fun. Coming soon.
Hoes Are Fun.
Yeah. But you know, I'm going to write that.
But I like the hoes.
But pre this though, you have some girls where, you'd say a whores, right? But you have certain man with them still not fuck on the first day. Or some man with them don't fuck at all because it have to do with you.
That's a fact.
Yeah.
You see me?
The unfair part about it is a nigga will call a girl that didn't fuck him a hoe, but fuck somebody else.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's fair to the young lady.
Hold on. It's not. But are you going to call this table something else if it's not your table?
But
it's still a table.
But you didn't fuck it to know she's a hoe.
Right.
No, but if she if you know all 6, 7, 8 man in our group we fuck her before. Okay.
All right.
That's giving right. Hova.
Right.
What if she's dating?
Oh.
Well, she could be. Well, true.
Yeah.
All right. Why what? How many bodies? You said 6, 7 in a group.
Nah, that's OD.
Yo, all right. Let me tell you something. I feel like say a girl can fuck 100 man and still not be a hoe. Because she not fucking I see him group. She'll that's fuck 100 niggas all over the world. And that's fine. We don't know about each other. But if a girl fuck me and she fuck you. And she fuck him right as up. Right as up. It's just giving whole vibe. Right as up. Out of all of the millions of money in the world. Why she choose to fuck the whole trio with her friend?
She liked us.
Can she tell you about the 100? Or that's something just for her to hold down?
Yo, you know, personally, me not ask girl about them body count. I've never done
that. Stop doing that.
I think it's lame.
Yeah, you don't ask them.
Because it don't really matter.
That's nothing for you.
The pussy
know.
Good, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, if it's good for you.
You know what I'm saying? So,
pussy
yeah.
Pussy always snap back anyway.
Yeah.
And, yo, me used to talk to a girl. She a stripper and she sell pussy in at the strip club, right? And she would tell me, she was like, yeah, but they at work today, you know, one guy come in, yeah, my fucking mother. I'm gonna feel nowhere.
Because she's honest and transparent.
She's honest, I'm gonna like her.
Is it because you knew that before?
Exactly,
you
started fight it up.
Yeah, probably because I know that, but me meet her in the strip club. Yeah. Okay. You see me, I say, and she would tell me, say, yeah, a guy come in today, mouth for me, whatever, whatever. Yeah, me and him going in the back room and fuck.
What if it was the other way around? Like, you knew her already, and she started fucking in the strip club.
Yeah, more to feel the same way about it.
Yeah.
The expectation get different.
That shit fuck you up.
So y'all was, that's like one of your, that was your things?
Yeah, more to see me and her in our relationship was my thing where she come on my yard constantly. Yeah. Mm. Even after work, me just make sure be it and then me fuck it.
Mm. Raw?
Okay.
Raw.
Well, there you have it. Raw is law.
Raw is law. No, but may I tell you something though? The thing about that is me trust for fuck a prostitute raw.
What more did I just say the other day?
More than would I fuck a regular girl.
Because they're supposed to protect the product.
Because them I got, if you don't have the condom, them have it.
Yeah.
You ever buy pussy
them.
Before?
Not all of them.
99.99999%
they don't got no condoms though.
Yeah, they come with their own shit, bro.
Them have condom.
What about the prostitutes that offer raw services as well?
They still got a condom.
Yeah, but the ones that's letting niggas fuck raw for a little more.
But listen.
You have some of them will do that, but I don't think it's common like that.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because when y'all do that as your job, and you fucking whole heap of people, them preterists were involved. You know what I'm saying?
They ain't trying to
But a regular girl, she just give you the pussy raw, just like that.
That's a fact, bro. That shit is way more common.
Way more common.
Oh, yo, if you like each other?
Yeah, she gonna fuck you and she gonna give it to you. And the thing is this, yo, it's crazy because 90% of the time, if me meet a girl and me and her talk and whatever and woof a fuck, she never asks me for the condom. Mm-hmm. If we're fucking a condom, I must me decide that.
Yeah.
You know?
Would you say it's a myth that my water can't breed y'all?
What's that?
How we come from with this bumbuckle? Where come
one
from
more time.
With this bumbuckle? How could it be a myth if I sperms breed y'all?
For the people, for the people in the back. What do you say?
Come with some fuck, you know? Always come with some fuck.
Mouth water. Can't breathe, girl.
Water from your mouth?
Yeah. So eating a girl out.
Pussy can't breathe, girl. Yeah. It's a thing what Jamaican people say. But it is true.
It's true, bro.
A sperms breed, girl. So what y'all say if it's a myth?
I don't know. I was just asking if you think it's a myth.
Yeah, I try to come with some sideway above the clock question, you know what I mean?
Oh, man.
Yo, so say y'all buck an old thing, right?
Yeah.
How old?
Like dentures old.
That's like 70?
However old she is when she loses her teeth, whatever, right?
Yeah.
She want to give you a head and she pull out her dentures. Y'all with it?
Nah.
I saw this
thing. Oh, yeah, pull it out.
I saw this thing on this Instagram that I would get her from. But she lost her teeth for a different reason. And she's not old.
She got into an accident? Right.
No, she had a tumor.
Okay. And then she still didn't do I seen that same girl.
No, she just uses dentures.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
But she be posted without
she's
it.
Nice, though. Yeah. You know what I'm
I want to know what it feels
but
like.
But you just saying she has to be old or the fact that she had no teeth?
If she just... All right, good point.
No, but that girl has teeth. She's just missing some.
No, her whole shit is gone now.
I'm saying an older thing.
It's not so more so the fact she don't got no teeth, but you might be like old and wrinkled.
No,
and
like say
like
she
that.
Old with her teeth.
It's called
and
a gum
then
job,
she go
bro.
To give you head, and it's called a what?
Gum job.
Gum job.
Yeah.
I'm just.
I never get one yet.
I would love to try one.
Yeah, it's on the bucket list, but I'm gonna reserve it for like 60 them time that.
Them time your dick don't even work.
Yeah.
Do it now.
That might make it work. And yo, if my dick is not working at 60, that's crazy, my nigga. That's a little too early for me. Because I be looking at like my pops and stuff like that. Like you still seem like a young person somewhat. You know what I'm saying? So for your dick to not be working at that age, it's like, fuck. Yeah. You got to pre-life a whole different way.
Yeah,
that's why niggas
that
be vexed. Nah, I ain't never talked to him about that.
So you don't know.
When he said that, I thought he was gonna say something else because he was like, "When I look at my pop,
yeah, what the fuck?"
I was like, "What are you about to say?" The gum job will go crazy because remember when somebody doesn't have teeth, they are drooling a lot. So this shit get extra wet.
I said yes. It's just the time frame for me. Like, would I do it right now? Probably not. You know what I'm saying, but.
I be liking the older things though, but not no teeth old.
Yeah.
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 You know, the fire cougars and shit.
Yeah.
If the older thing offer me that right now, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'll take it.
What's the oldest you're going up to age wise?
It no matter.
Yeah?
Yeah, cause my live for experience. Mm.
Oh, so that's
just
that
for have the new experience of fucking a old woman, yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Now I gotta be attracted. Not just cause she old. If I'm attracted, then let's do it.
All right. So you see like some of the things that comes with a guy, like you get older, your dick might stop working. Mm-hmm. With a woman, like you got less moist or something?
Yeah, them get dry.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Oh, okay. Mm. Yeah, so you just gotta bring the proper
paraphernalia.
Sweeter?
Yeah.
That's the blacker the berry.
He said sweeter?
It's not older the berry.
It's not older the berry.
It's not older the berry. When the berry get old, it turns green. Dry. It's blacker.
Like I said, the older the berry. Yeah, nah. Nice try, though. Nah.
Moving on.
Sweeter. Nah, you just got to bring your KY.
It turned raisin. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I like raisin. If the pussy
you like raisin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, KY to the thing, you feel me?
Yeah,
I've never used that for sex as yet. You know what I'm saying?
Lube? But
yeah.
Yeah, I tried that shit.
Like, for sex?
Like, yeah, I never used lube either.
Yeah, I used for, like, before. Sex with myself. You know what I'm saying? But, like, nah.
I never tried, like, lube.
Oh, y'all be beating off with lube?
Yeah, definitely. I did not.
You do that, bro?
Yeah. Couldn't tell when last my beat off, though.
For real?
Word. Yeah, couldn't tell when last.
That's, like a year vibes or... months,
probably like a year vibe.
Word,
that's shit. That's so interesting because like beating off for me has nothing to do with like the right amount of sex that
pussy,
I have.
Right,
yeah. Unless I live with somebody and I'm waking up with everybody with somebody every day type shit, then I'll probably be different.
So. But like for me, I feel like I've woman on my line. I try to give me some pussy every day.
Okay, so you build up to it. You don't waste it by beating off. You just.
Just give somebody. Yeah, I got to get this juice, yeah. All right. Yeah.
But sometimes jealous. I'll be horny, but I don't necessarily feel like having sex. Like, I just need a quick nut. So it's like, the amount of shit I'm going to have to go through to have sex.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I might as well just bust this picture and go on my bed. Yeah, man.
And you know what? A beat off not different from a sex nut. You know that?
Nah, that's a fact.
I actually 100%. Nah, for fact. Yeah. But sometimes the beat off nuts be crazy.
It's true.
She just knock you out the same way though.
What? Yeah.
And I don't have same to kick way nobody out.
Just go right to sleep. Fact. That's it.
Because now you gotta fake a whole conversation and shit like that. The whole what you about to do. Mm-hmm. What is she about to do? It's 11:58 p.m.
What you about to do?
No, you know what with me though? I'm different though. I kind of have a heart little bit. Me no fuck girl and kick them out.
Let
them stay the night.
Okay, I respect it.
I'm a like for cuddle too, so I just cuddle it.
They gotta leave before my mother come home.
You the big spoon or the little spoon?
When I said me had a big spoon.
I like to be the little spoon.
No.
Me too.
My gal, me and my gal be taking turns. Like
it's super weird to you.
Yeah, sometimes I'm the little spoon.
Yo, you too.
Little spoon.
You're not wrong with that, bro.
Sometimes you want to be held too, bro.
You don't let your gal hold you, bro.
Yeah.
Nah.
You never had a gal hold you
from the back. Y'all laying down in the bed, bro.
Oh, yeah.
But still.
Nah, I like to lay on breast.
Me too. You, but I like to hold breast. But sometimes it's okay if your gal want to just hold you, bro. You ever been in a little spoon?
Yeah,
a little spoon.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
It's a vibe, for sure. 100%.
Yeah, cool.
This is like a so you never had your gal like hold you before?
No, apparently not.
Apparently not.
What that guy do with my stomach?
Yo, speaking of which, I actually like when the gal them hold my belly.
Really?
Yeah, bro.
Like I don't like behind that. Hold
your belly. Yeah. That shit is, when it's cold, with them cold winter months, stop playing, my nigga.
You gotta experience that, Dwight. You might like it.
All right, cool. See, I'm not gonna write it off.
Yeah. That's toxic masculinity.
Yeah, it is.
Right, I'm sorry. I'm here to grow. I'm open to growth.
Yeah,
okay.
That's
good.
Yeah,
it's good.
I'm a grower, not a shower.
Yo,
where you at, little boy? I don't want no boy.
Mr. Lincoln Tree Dot. You have anything coming up in the near future that you would like?
The podcast done already?
Lovely Jordan told us we have 5 minutes left, so I'm wrapping it up.
Jordan, me not like that.
Don't have a job to do.
I'm gonna come in, my like you, but me not like this.
Oh man, sorry. Don't blame Jordan. Blame
you. 5 more minutes.
I need to deny that face.
Whose face?
You like his face?
I'm talking about her.
No, the look.
I'm like, yo, what happened to the
product? I was talking to Jordan.
All right, cool. All right, yo. Cool. But yes, that's my brother. All right,
bun both of y'all, bro.
Yo, you got coming up, bro.
So, may I drop new song? Like, I'm dropping like 3 new songs every month.
Man.
Mm. You know, may I put in the work. May I have a bunch of shows, and may I try to. I think called the experience.
Yeah.
Where I select people for have their experience with me. Different type of experience. No, I'm playing.
What about story time?
Story time? No. Yeah, I'm stop the story time because I feel like it kind of like stray away from the brand. You know what I'm saying? It's stray too far away.
I fuck with them shits, man.
Find a way to implement it.
I fuck with them shits heavy.
Them shits is very.
Yeah.
And it will help the brand.
Yeah, I'm just as fire.
So don't write it off. You know, be a grower, not a shower. Yo, my birthday party, June 23rd in Brooklyn. Tickets at superduperhumble.com. We got the legendary Lincoln Tree Dot in the building with us, and it was a pleasure, bro.
Yeah, if you could leave the people with one thing to say, what would you say to the people? All our 55 million viewers.
55 million viewers.
Let's talk about it, bro.
Oh wow! I would say, any sexy girls out there that want to give me some pussy, link up
with Lincoln Tree.
Them ways,
those ways.
Yeah.
Bow.